This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. Tensions escalated once again between the United States and Iran on Sunday. Iran announced it would increase its uranium enrichment to an unspecified level beyond the terms of its 2015 nuclear deal with world powers, which the U.S. unilaterally withdrew from a year ago. Tensions began rising in May when the U.S. rushed thousands of additional troops, an aircraft carrier, and more to the Mideast. Israeli analyst Uzi Rabi believes there would be disadvantages for both Iran and the U.S. if the two nations were involved in a new war.
Neither United States nor Iran. But what we are going to see is a lot of local flare-ups initiated by Iran in order, as I said before, to change the status quo.
Rabi also said that Iran would do its best to destabilize the region in an attempt to discourage nations from placing more sanctions. The United States has won the Women's World Cup for the fourth time, beating the Netherlands 2-0 in Sunday's final. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
Fans at watch parties across the U.S., like those heard here in Kansas City, courtesy KCTV, erupted with cheers when Megan Rapinoe coolly drilled home a penalty kick, giving the U.S. the lead in the 61st minute. Then more cheers just 8 minutes later as emerging midfield star Rose Lavelle powered to the edge of the penalty area and hit a low strike past the Netherlands keeper to cement the 2-0 victory. Rapinoe scored 6 goals in the tournament, earning her the Golden Boot and powering the U.S. to its record 4th Women's World Cup title. I'm Ben Thomas.
The Americans defeated 4 other teams on their way to the final: Sweden, Spain, France, and England. This is VOA News. There is more deadly violence to report from Afghanistan. A Taliban vehicle bomb exploded near the Afghan spy agency's office in the city of Ghazni today, and casualties are heavy. A provincial government spokesman told VOA the attack killed 12 people and wounded close to 200, dozens of them students on their way to school. The acting Homeland Security Secretary defended the conditions at the U.S. Border Patrol stations on Sunday while being challenged by a Democratic member of Congress who recently visited one of the detention centers. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
It's an extraordinarily challenging situation.
That's acting Homeland Security Secretary Kevin McAleenan speaking on ABC's This Week. But he says the situation at the detention centers has improved considerably since the first of the year.
We had 20 medical providers in our facilities border-wide. Now we have over 200.
McAleenan disputed news reports, including some by the Associated Press, of especially troubling conditions at the border station in Clint, Texas. But Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib knows what she saw when she toured the Clint station.
A number of people, up to 14 in one area, sleeping on the floors.
Tlaib also spoke on ABC's This Week. Mike Hemp in Washington.
Emergency workers in the U.S. town of Ridgecrest, California, are assessing the damage after a second major earthquake struck the desert community northeast of Los Angeles Friday night. No deaths or major injuries have been reported from either it or Thursday's quake, but as Mike O'Sullivan reports, Friday's magnitude 7.1 earthquake caused additional damage and left residents shaken.
Friday's quake was felt across Southern California and into neighboring Nevada to the east.
Oh, my God.
Seismologists say Friday's earthquake was 10 times more powerful than Thursday's, which measured magnitude 6.4.
The quake did last for some time. It was felt widely.
The larger size of the quake meant the tremors that came before it, including the 6.4, are now classified as pre-shocks. Aftershocks continue to shake the region. Emergency workers have dealt with fires and water and gas leaks.
Obviously, 34 hours in between earthquakes, we're concerned about future aftershocks and where they're going to be.
Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.
Pope Francis invited the crowd gathered in St. Peter's Square Sunday to join him in prayer for those who were killed or injured in Libya this week. They were killed by an airstrike on a detention center for migrants. You can read more on VOAnews.com. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.
Today, the
voice of America, VOA 1.